Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody, welcome. Another episode of On the Bench presented by Knowles 24/7, but a special one, a holiday-themed edition. Love is in the air. This is a Valentine's Day spectacular On the Bench Knowles 24/7 edition. I'm here with Brendan Sinone. I'm here with Kevin Little, but the man of the hour, the man who took Twitter by storm with an effort of pure romanticism that Shakespeare himself be rolling in his grave out of jealousy. I'm here with FSU cornerback and hopeless romantic Jarian Jones is here with us. How you doing, Jarian?
Oh, good. How y'all doing?
Good. Thank you.
I'll be honest with you. I'm doing okay. I feel a little bit like insignificant. Like my actions compared to what you did for this V-Day, I am slacking. Mrs. Rowland is not happy with me. But we will talk football, I promise, for all the football guys. But it's funny. I really want to talk to you because Brendan Sinone found out that to woo someone to be your Valentine, you put together a very special, I believe it was a PowerPoint presentation?
Yes, there was a PowerPoint. PowerPoint.
That's awesome. So I'm going to talk to you how you came up with the idea, whether it worked or if it didn't. Spoiler alert, you got to wait till the end. That's called a tease. We're going to have my man Kevin to kind of just telestrate it like we do on X's and Knowles, look at the important points and just kind of go from there, man. But I really appreciate you. I really appreciate you being on with us. And, you know, we're talking Valentine's Day. We're talking love. This was a season that Florida State fans really did love, and it's been out of a string of ones that have been a little rough. I mean, what were your thoughts on how you guys played this season? Maybe your play, just give me your thoughts on what transpired over the past 13 games.
I feel like this season we really showed like the growth as a team and the belief in what Coach Norvell preaches to us every day, and that's the climb. So I feel like, you know, the season there were ups, there were downs, but yeah. I feel like as a team, like we grew together and started to really embody the clown, as Coach Norvell says. So, yeah, I just feel like this is a growth year, like through everything we've been through in my 3 years here. I just feel like this year was a big growth year.
Hey, Jarian, what does the C stand for in climb?
Commitment.
Hey,
oh, look at the
pop quiz.
We did prepare him for that. That was all. That was Coach Norvell. That's in the synapses, my man. Yeah. Jarian, Kevin is he's a graduate assistant right now, so he's used to like testing people. So just watch out for that, man. He can't help with the pop quizzes. But you talked about growth. You talked about a different feeling. When did you really kind of feel the team like coalesce? And when did you feel that growth really take place? Was it a preseason thing? Was it during the season? When could you feel that something was different?
I mean, I can go ahead and make it sound good, like, oh, we came together as a team, like, before the season started.
Sounds good so far.
Everything was just so holly and jolly. And my personal opinion, I think, like, once we took those, like, you know, we started 4-0, everything, everybody mm-hmm. was thinking, you know, all the outsiders was thinking, oh, this and that about Florida State. And then we took those three losses, and how I just saw everybody just, like, it didn't faze nobody. We just came to work every day and just kept chopping at it, kept going at it. And I just feel like from that point on, I just feel like we just came together as like a team and just did what we knew we were capable of doing.
I do like that. I almost bought the holly jolly preseason vibe thing. You could have totally sold me on that if you kept going with it. But yeah, I like that. And that seems just right out of Coach Norvell's playbook, man. The adversity, it brought you guys together with the response. You talked about growth. This was your third year in the program. How do you feel that you grew personally, whether it was, you know, meshing with the teammates, your style of play? Like, what was the biggest takeaway that you got from this season, Jarian?
Personally, I just feel like it was, like, trust. Like, I started to trust what was going on around me. I started to trust my teammates. I just started to trust what the coaches were telling me. And basically just believing in the process and how everything goes. So, yeah, basically just trusting everything.
And And there's a lot of guys that are coming in. There's a lot of competition. It's Florida State, right? So it's always going to be a very talented backfield. It's DBU, right? I don't care what anybody else says. For me, it's DBU. I'm very biased. And you're part of that now. You're part of that tradition. What do you see your role going forward as Florida State continues to bring in more talented guys? The younger guys start to develop. You're a leader on the team, a vocal leader. What's your role going forward? Maybe positionally, if they talk to you about that next year? Give us the insight.
Whatever we got to do to win. Honestly, whatever we got to do to win, whatever they give to me to do, I'm going to give it everything I got and win.
I would expect nothing less from a winner of your caliber, that type of answer. Is there a position that you prefer, a role that you prefer at all?
The one that wins.
What a veteran.
You're good, man. Coach Norvell is going to love all these answers.
Now, Jari, if I could jump in real quick, Trey, Jari, when you said the team didn't flinch after the three-game losing streak, why was that? Like, what about the team DNA made it to where you guys didn't tumble any further and you responded so well?
I think it was really just Coach Norvell just preaching to us, like adversity, like, of course, you know, everybody knows Coach Norvell. You know, he's kind of crazy, you know, but he's on it every day. Like he makes sure that we're prepared for all the adversity that could come. And we went through adversity and we're prepared for the moment. So we just took advantage of it.
So I think it's easy. And every coach, when you get in that position, is going to preach adversity, right? We got to fight through adversity. But the fact that you're sitting here remembering Mike Norvell talking about adversity means that you believed him and you trusted him. What has he done that has kind of built that trust?
Just being there, like, he's not one of those coaches that you barely see and not around. And, like, he's there early every morning, screaming early in the morning, like, screaming good morning. Like, he's around, like, every part of the day, everything we do, like, he's there. Like, he'll come talk to you, he's checking in on you. Like, he's, like, there. Like, that's the best way to put it. Like, he's there.
Now, Jarian, this has become kind of a theme because I want to eventually get the answer that I would like to get. But you've been here for 3 years. You ever caught Coach Norvell on an off day, maybe yawning, didn't have his cup of coffee, or the energy was maybe at only like a 92 instead of 100? You ever caught him that in 3 years?
In 3 years, there's never been one time. Never one time.
That's what everybody else says too, man. That's crazy.
He's never off. Like, he's always on.
What about how long did it take you to get used to like that? And like, when was the first time he screamed in the morning in the Moore Center and it didn't scare you?
I mean, there's never going to be a time it's not going to scare you because it is 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. So there's never a time, but he just go. Like, he just go.
All the time. All gas. So we're talking about coaching, and with love, sometimes breakups happen. Your DB coach that was here when you first started, Marcus Woodson, is no longer here. Can you talk about, you know, maybe the things that Marcus Woodson taught you the most when he was here, and then touch on your relationship with new DB coach, Pat Surtain? Have you gotten to meet him? What have the initial interactions been like? Just describe that for me if you could.
Coach Woodson was a great coach. Like, we wish him the best in all his future endeavors and what he's got going on. But yeah, he just taught me, like, you know, I went through a lot of injuries when I was here at Florida State, while I'm here at Florida State. And he just basically just instilled in me, like, just to keep going. Like, it's always, like, a brighter side of it, just keep going. So I appreciate him for that, like, just getting me through all the hard times and stuff like that. So I appreciate him for that. And with Coach Surtain, like, that's my guy. Like, I've had some meetings with him. Like, he just talked to me about just life. Like, he didn't, like, my first meetings with him, like, we didn't talk nothing about ball and then, like, it was just life. Like, how you doing? Like, how you people doing? And basically just trying to get to know me. But, like, from what we've done so far, I like him. And, like, what he's talked to me about ball and stuff like that, like X's and O's, I like him. And I think we're going to get a lot done with him.
Have you guys already gotten into that? Like, kind of X's and O's talk, like technique? Obviously, it's like the offseason. But have you gotten to talk about that a little bit with him?
Not a lot. Basically just watching what we did last year.
Okay, perfect. And speaking of last year, you guys did a great job last year. It's setting up some really high expectations this year. Is that something like, how are you guys dealing with preseason hype for the first time at Florida State? Is there noise? What are the coaches saying about it? Are you reading the press clippings? Like, what's going on, man? A lot of people are saying a lot of good stuff about the Noles.
we just putting our head down and working. All that don't really matter because at one time we were the bottom of the bottom, and now so like now, I mean, you can say people say we're at the top, however they want to put it, but either way, we got to work. Like we got to line it up and play. So no matter what, like we got to go to work. So the approach didn't change. Like we working.
Okay. I like that. I know Coach is going to like that too. You're right, man. You have seen it all. Like, and I'm interested in your initial decision to come to Florida State from Mississippi State. Right now, it's a hotbed for transfers, right? It's a destination. When you came with your teammate from Mississippi State, Fabian Lovett, it was not. So why did you initially make the move to Florida State? What about it was enticing to you? And maybe what was the biggest thing that took you the longest to get used to in a really big transition from Starkville to Tallahassee?
Well, at first, I never really, like, was in tune to Florida State, like, before like coming out of high school. And
okay.
Yeah, like, I never was, like, in tune to Florida State. But when I was in high school, I know y'all know Cam Akers.
Uh-huh.
Cam Akers, so, like, when he went to Florida State from Mississippi, like, that was big. We were like, whoa, that don't happen. So when he went, like, I kind of was, like, I was watching. Like, that's my homeboy, like, my friends. I was watching him.
Yeah.
And so when I was being recruited, like, to Mississippi State, there was a coach named Terrell Buckley. And he was at, he was my coach at Mississippi State. And he was from Florida State. So he used to always play his highlights before our games. Like, y'all got to do it like this. Like, y'all got to be like this. And so, like, I used to watch Deion Sanders and stuff like that. So I started picking up on the DBU, like, part of it. And then, plus, Coach Norvell recruited me out of high school when he was at Memphis.
Okay.
And then Coach Marv, the linebacker coach that was here, he was at Mississippi State my freshman year when I was at Mississippi State. So I really just went with what was comfortable for me. And then it being DBU, like, you can't turn DBU down.
If you had to wear glasses, would you pick a pair like Coach Marv's? Like, what do you think of Chris Kritchmar's with his glasses game? Is that pretty on point?
Yeah, he'd be fresh with the glasses now.
Well, I don't really have anything else. Brendan, Kevin, you guys might. I want to get into this PowerPoint. Do you guys have any other football questions before we get into the meat of this?
I'm good. It's Valentine's Day. None of us are wearing pink or red. We're not being very celebratory, but that's fine. Let's get into the love part of this.
That's okay. It's the real Valentine is in your heart, Brendan. It's all internal. That's what the Grinch said anyway. Jarian, where did you get the idea for this PowerPoint, man? This is some pretty high effort stuff. I'm very impressed.
I was scrolling on Instagram one day, like a casual day, just scrolling. And a girl put on her close friends and she said, "I wish someone loved me enough to make a PowerPoint about me."
Oh.
And like she put some laughing emojis like it was funny, but it wasn't funny to me.
Like, very serious.
I was like, this is like a great idea. And like there was this girl, like I've been seeing her on campus. Like, you know, we've been texting a little bit and I was like, this is it. Like this is the one. And so I put it together and I was like, okay, I got something.
And I can't, for the people watching this on video, you're going to see it. This is a work of art. Bill Gates, eat your heart out. This is what technology was made for. This is impressive stuff, man. Have you ever done anything like this before? This is quite the effort for a college student.
I've never been like a lover boy type of guy. Not like nothing wrong with lover boy.
Of course not.
Nothing wrong with lover boy. But like that was never like my thing. But like now, I done tapped into a different way of life, and I think that's the way I'm going to go.
You can never go back, right? The romantic side's been unleashed.
Yeah, well, you set a standard for yourself here, man.
This is great.
See, not every year they're going to expect something better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you set the bar way too high, man. Maybe you should have done like a Word document or something, like worked maybe like a spreadsheet.
See,
or...
It keep you on your A game. It keep you going.
I'd like to see. Climb 1% better
1%
romantic.
Every day.
1% better.
All right.
All right. You guys ready?
Yes. Yeah, I cannot wait to share this with you all.
All right.
Reasons blank. We're going to keep it. We're going to keep it anonymous, of course. Should be. Is that a pet name for yourself, my man? How do you pronounce that?
Okay. So I have like my best friend. He played for the Browns right now. His name is Martin Emerson.
Yeah.
Like, I call him Rincy, but like, you know his name, Martin. But like, it's basically like the NC part of it is like, I'll never cross you. So like,
I love
it. J is like my first name. So like, Jens is like, Jarian, I'll never cross you. So like, right. Like a nickname kind of.
Sure.
I love
Before we move on, I got to know, what's this color scheme? What's going on here?
So honestly, I don't know. I just went with the one that popped.
Okay, it does pop. I like it. What's your?
It has very bright.
Google Slides didn't really bright. Give me too many like options, so I just had to go with the one that was just black.
I mean, I was just thinking like usually people do like a pink or a red with some hearts on it.
You I don't know if it was like Bahamian flag themed or something like that. I didn't know if she was Caribbean or anything like that.
He's
but
trying
I,
to stand out.
I think listen, I just had to be flashy.
Well, listen, when she's opening all of her emails and getting other emails, then I'm glad that yours is the one that stands out. The thumbnail stands.
All right, slide two.
All right, that's.
So I just had to put like how nice. Great she looked. Just so it's like it's all like a. Like, you know, you got to make the girl feel good. Like,
yes. Right.
Good you strategy. Know?
So I just had to make that like the first thing. So now her mind is going.
And I like this too. Three different pictures in a variety of different situations. Like anonymous lady of my heart. You look great by a
Everywhere.
Garden on the
yes.
steps. By doesn't matter where you nope. are, what your hair is looking like. This is good variety. Was this
three
intentional?
Different aesthetics? I just tried to put three different aesthetics so she can know you just picture herself like boom.
Yeah, I mean
but
she's like at work here. This is her leisure, you know, by the garden, you know, and this is nightlife.
Like what they say now, they say the angles. I call every angle.
You did. Get every
you did. Angle. This is a straight on. We got a 45
side,
degree. Yeah,
then
yeah.
A little more to side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Funny. That's true. I recognize. These are good lighting too. You chose good pictures, man.
See, Google Slides got me right. Shout out.
I agree. Hey, any great DB has to be ready for any kind of route that can be thrown at you. All situations come.
Read and react.
Read and react. All right, go to the next one. Oh, and then you got to gas yourself up a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, you got
too,
you gotta
right?
let
got
to
let
her know.
I got to let her know, like, as good as you look, imagine what it would look like beside how I look
together,
and
love
then it'll
it.
Just boom.
With your variety of different angles too, working hard as a hard working student
work.
Athlete.
Day in the lab.
That's right. On a comfy couch, we can relax together while
just
getting
chilling.
Ready to go
Saturday
out. And,
night.
Then, and then look at me. I got a car too, honey. I bring a lot to the table.
On the way to tutor.
Oh, an academic right man too. Look at that.
This is good, right? I understand. We don't know the answer yet. We don't know if it was a yes or no. We'll reveal that at the end. But I think the odds are looking pretty good. Kevin, anything here that stands out to you as a film analyst?
See, I think this is an excellent slide. I think next year you can take it one step up. Maybe you could have cut yourself out and like put yourself next to her so she can really visualize how much better she would look next to you. You know, give
that
her that
a
image.
Great idea for next year's Valentine's.
Next year.
Yeah, hit me up. I can help you with some Photoshops, man.
Photoshop is the next step, the evolution, the 1%. I right. like it. It's good stuff, guys.
Next slide, Kevin. Oh, now, okay. So it's not just pictures. We got substance behind the style. These are the reasons to be my Valentine written out for really good reasons. I mean, go ahead and explain your thought pattern behind these reasons, man. They are your right. reasons.
So number one, I really just had a little note, like I really been peeping you for a long time, but it just, the timing of my situation just never aligned at the right time.
Right.
But now I'm going to take full advantage of the opportunity. And then two, you know, you just got to let them know, like, you didn't make sure they are happy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. As a married man, yes.
You know, so, like, you got to let them know, like, reassure them on that. And then three, like, I like to think, like, I get fresh. Like, you can ask around on the team, like, you know, I really get fresh. Like, I like to think I put it on.
Absolutely. So, nobody would ever question
like,
that.
If I put it on and you put it on, that's, like, perfect.
Match me in heaven.
And then number four, we talked
then,
about this earlier.
I told you my one. New way. I'm a lover boy now. Like, that's just a new wave.
New Jarian.
So
I like that this is basically like a reflection of the photos from the first couple slides, but he's put into written word and dug a little deeper now. So it's been a reinforcement of points. And you've
all
checked
about
out different. Yes, exactly. I love it. Very, very clever.
Yeah, I love the integration of the climb. You know, it's you're getting 1% better on the field, but also off the field. You know, how does a busy man like yourself, you're a football player, a Division I football player, you're in classes, you're getting tutoring. How are you gonna make sure that her life is a fairy tale with
every
all that
day?
Other
that's
stuff
quite a
going
commitment,
on?
My
that's,
man.
That's a big deal, man.
It takes what it takes. Sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
Dedication. Hey, and you put job with a capital J to emphasize, like, this is serious.
Right, this is important.
It's the flourishes. It's all about the details. As a quarterback, you know, technique, it's all in the details, man. This is great. Kevin, I got to keep going, man. I'm hooked. I'm in.
All right. I had to give her, like, reason of, like,
ooh, counter argument.
I can see
oh,
why.
Wow.
You know, like, I can see why you may not say it. You
this
know?
Is confidence. This takes a lot right. of confidence, my friend, yeah. because you're kind of giving her the reasons to back out yeah. right in front. Okay. What did you think? What are the reasons she maybe could say no?
See, number one, you know, I am an athlete, and in the public eye, you know, we don't have a good reputation, they say, with the ladies. They say
unfair. You know, unfair
that's
but
not,
true.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
Like, I just didn't think it was right. But I had to let her know, like, I'm aware of the stereotype.
Mm-hmm. I'm better. I'm a rise above.
And so, number two, you know, I'm from Mississippi. So, like, I don't know if y'all can tell by the accent, I'm a little country. So, you know, like,
every now and then.
You know, you from Miami, like, y'all a little bougie. I don't know. I don't know.
Opposites then, attract, but you never know. It depends. It's good to lay this out on the table. The number three.
And then number three, like, honestly, there was no other reason you can honestly say no. Like, so, like, I just think I can make you happy.
I love the third reason is actually, you know what? It don't matter. I'll still make you happy.
It's like yeah. when you go in for a job interview and they ask what your weakness is. And you say, I work too hard. And that's beautiful.
It's the worst answer. Like, as somebody used to interview people, don't ever use that, people that are listening. Okay. It's the one that everyone uses. I like it. To me, these reasons reflect the confidence of a defensive back. It's like, yeah, I'm from Mississippi, which is cool, obviously. I'm in the public eye as an athlete. Oh, that sucks. But yeah, other than that, I got nothing. Like, I'm pretty great. So these are, it's almost a reinforcement of the slide before. But it's not really very strategic. I like, man, you're going to have a great year on the field next year, man. Really
and off the field, are. Clearly.
Yeah. Well, we don't know
we'll
yet.
See.
Kevin.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Spoiler.
I would be shocked. I don't even know the answer.
I know. You've got Kevin feeling all hot and bothered right now. Let's go to slide six.
And then, you know, I just popped a question, like ripping the band-aid off, just go. And so I just had to let her know, like a quote that I seen. I don't know where it's from. I don't know who said it. But I saw it on Instagram, and it said, I want to stay close to anything that calms my soul and give me peace of mind.
What?
Because that's all anybody wants these days is peace.
What a close. What a close. I'm a lover boy. I'm from Mississippi. I'm super fly. You're super fly. You got a car. You like standing next to flowers. I made up two things that are really wrong with me, but they're actually pretty awesome. Will you be my- Go right for the close. Don't waste time. Now, is this the last slide in the presentation, Kevin?
Yeah, it is. That's all we got.
Well, jarring. The people want to know. We've been waiting. Do you have a Valentine for 2023? Yes or no? Tell us.
Of course I have a Valentine. She said, of course I will be a Valentine. She
let's
said,
go.
Made her day.
Fantastic. Any hesitation whatsoever? I can't imagine.
I don't think
so. Doubt, Trey.
There's no way.
There's no way.
Jarian, what was her reaction when you sent her this? Did you send it to her, and were you there when she read it the first time? I gotta hear what the reaction is, because people are furiously taking notes right now.
See, actually, I was in class. I made it while I was in class.
It's a good use of time.
So, honestly, when I sent it to her, it was like, I wasn't going to send it to her until like a couple of days, but I was like, I feel like I just accomplished something so major. Like, I have to send it to her right now. And so I sent it to her, and she didn't respond for like 2 hours when she was at work. So I thought, like, I was like, whoa, like, I thought I was out of there. And then she responded, and she was like, of course I'll be your Valentine. That was the cutest thing ever.
Oh, let's go.
Mississippi, Miami, together. The only good thing to come out of the 305 is Jincy's new Valentine, obviously. All right, man. So if people are listening to this on Valentine's Day, Jarian, what are the plans? Home cooked meal? You going to take her out a night on the town? What are you going to do, man? You set the bar high.
Honestly, I don't know yet.
Study the playbook with her.
But I have a couple of ideas in the works. We just got to see which one fits the weather for tomorrow.
I mean, you're a lover boy, so you got to trust your intuition here.
I just got to read and react.
Read and react to the weather.
The DB's Guide to Romance. This was very, very eye-opening. Boys, do you have anything else for Jarian so we can let him go and plan his very love-filled existence with his new Valentine from Miami? Anything else you'd like to ask this Casanova?
I just want to say thank you, and I thank you on behalf of probably all the lazy bums out there like myself who haven't done Valentine's Day planning yet. This is a good idea, and is a good sign of a good show of romance. So thank you for the tip there. This will be helpful because clearly it worked out for you.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Jarian, it was an absolute pleasure. I hope all of you guys that are listening to the On the Bench audio podcast feed, I hope you like it, guys. Check out the video on the Knowles 24/7 YouTube. You've got to see this work of art that Jarian put together and has probably started him off on the first step of the rest of his life. Guys, happy Valentine's Day to you and yours. Jarian, this was a pleasure, my man. We definitely appreciate the time. We know you're busy either like wooing people or like becoming the best defensive back you can be. Would love to speak with you again. Just thank you for your time, man. Really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Happy Valentine's Day. Take notes. Take notes. Read and react.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.